Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. Wow. Here we are, Erev Shabbos. It's Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And we are just days before Shavuos. And we're here in Tiferet Sheb Malchut. Tiferet Sheb Malchut. And in Dance of the Omer, Rav Benji, he breaks down these final 6 days. We're finally here. All right, on the Rosh Chodesh Sivan, where were we? The Jews reached the desert of Sinai and camped at the foot of the mountain. We finally made it to Har Sinai. We're now there. We are able to breathe in the spectacle, the majesty, reflect, and think, and yet we're in it. We're not able to go back and look so much because we're still here. We know that when a person's on a journey, they're away from their routine and everything seems new. Everything seems fresh and we are faced with new stimuli they're not normally faced with. And so we don't have as many neurotransmitters able to just shoot off on their own. When we have neurotransmitters just shooting up on their own, it leaves us in a state of subconscious and unconscious. It leaves us in a place where we wonder where the time went, where the time go. And you can see that when you're on vacation, time seems to slow down. Why? Because we're getting new stimuli all the time that we're not used to. So we're having to process things all the time. At least we should be. And hence, Tiferet Sheb Malchus. Yesterday we talked about going to the other extreme, willingly going to two extremes, living in two extremes, being in a place where everything goes and I'm here for the people and whatever the people want, and going to the extreme where no, there's things that are harmful, there's things that are hurtful, and I'm also the leader. I know this aspect better than anybody else because this is my purpose and this is where my leadership is in my purpose. And everybody has our role. You're the leader of your thing, of your purpose. And I will follow you in that purpose. And this is my purpose. And you should follow me because this, no one else can do it like me. Rav Benji talks about that the month of Sivan is the month of Hiluch, which is this Kabbalistic sense, this almost dreamlike sense of movement, of motion, kinetic energy, of change, transformation. And having this place where it seems new to us, as I mentioned, brings to us the gift of consciousness that we don't usually have. And this is what Tiferet is all about. Whereas Hesed, we're doing things because they feel good or because we've been trained to do it, and it's hard for us to go to the other side and have the Gevura and have the discipline and have the boundaries. And then there's other people that they have so many boundaries and discipline, and it's hard for them to loosen up. It's hard for them to go on vacation. It's hard for them to actually enjoy things because they're always in the state of Gevura. So for them, the Chesed is the day where they have to go to the other extreme. But as we've been saying all 7 weeks, is that this is not the way. The way is to know what to do in each moment, which is different. Calculating so many different pieces, so many stimuli that are going on. What makes people who are so great, like Wayne Gretzky at hockey, the greatest of one, he is the leader, the undoubted king, Malchus, of hockey. He has every single stat. What made him so good? Was it that he always did one thing, or that he always did the other extreme? Was it because he was so good at scoring goals, or because he was so good at defense? Or because he was so good at passing, or he was so good at shooting, or he was so good at taking the puck himself, or so good at letting someone else do their job. It's that time slowed down for him, as we mentioned. When we're in a state of flow, time slows down. When we're in a state of added consciousness, time slows down. He's able to take in so much stimuli at one place, of all the other players going on around him, his position, and everybody else going on. And he's able to, in an essence, see the future. He's able to see if his teammate is skating in one direction and his opponent is skating in another direction, and there are certain angles, you can strongly predict what's going to happen in a matter of seconds, where they're going to end up, because it's going to take one person forced to go another place. And if you know your teammate and you know what he does generally, because you're being around him and you're a good leader, then you can anticipate where he's going to be, even if you know that, okay, well, he's going here now, but I know he likes to cut inwards. Why am I using this crazy analogy that probably so many of you are not getting at all? Because for us, we are able to predict the future when we're conscious. We're able to see things before they happen when we're conscious. When we're just listening to what people are telling us, when we're listening to what the news is telling us, what we see on social media, we're stuck in this small seichel, this small thinking. When we are able to go and get a bigger look and take a perspective like the Jews did, like the Israelites did when they landed finally at Har Sinai, and they're able to look at the surroundings, time slows down and you're able to take in new information. And that's what makes you so good at being a leader, at what you're good at, is that you are uniquely able to make time slow down and to absorb a myriad of stimuli on the fly, and you're the Wayne Gretzky of your purpose. But you have to know when to do what. That's what made Wayne Gretzky great, is that he was able to take in all the myriad of stimuli and know what to do at each situation, to not do the same play every time, not to do the same movement every time, not to be predictable, but to know when to change it up in each situation based on what is given to you. What are the variables that I have to work with? And how does that change my decision making? For a parent, we're talking about having boundaries and strictness yesterday. It may be that there's times where we don't have boundaries and strictness. Maybe on Shabbat we're more lenient with candy. Or it may be that even that, when we're only doing one time or one thing, we have to know each situation and what it is. Well, this week there's a bar mitzvah, so it changes things. Well, this week we have guests over. Things change. And all these different variables happen, and we make different decisions on the fly. And we maintain the routines that are necessary, but we're also able to be malleable. As we know, Tiferes can move where it needs to be and be in harmony and allow for contradictions to exist. And this is what a good leader does as well. It allows for contradictions to exist, contradictions in their kingdom, in his or her kingdom, to allow for different kinds of people, diverse kinds of people to be there, different ideas, and to do what's best for the people. We have diverse ideas when it's not detrimental to the people. When there's an idea that's detrimental to the people, we have to remove that. But we have to know what to do at each time. Right? So this now becomes a conscious practice where we are able to lead with full openness, full open heart, as Tiferet is in the heart and the torso. And we talk about heart, it also has to be in alignment. Rabbi Nachman says that this is the difference, the distance between the brain and the heart is the largest distance in the entire world. This few centimeters between the two is actually the biggest distance in the entire world. So when we have those in alignment, when we have those going where they're working together, we can achieve the greatest, highest achievements individually and together, because we're leading others. I'm leading someone, I'm leading others and the things that I'm good at, and someone else is leading others in the way that they're good at, and together we're creating one gigantic malchus that is welcoming in the king. And we're getting away from this craziness, this wave of atheism, the craziness that's going on that everybody can see. that the world is upside down, and how badly we need the king, how badly we need Mashiach. So by me being the king of my area, being grateful, living in Moshiach energy, we're going to see every single person living in Moshiach energy and bringing Moshiach in speedily with the third temple, Hashem fully revealed, paradigm shifts for the entire world, oneness, and the most amazing existence we could ever see. L'chaim.